There really is no reason to need to rush in at this point. The priority in terms of people being served for June and July would be people who have expired driver's licenses or ID cards, people who have expired registrations, that's the sticker that goes on the back license plate of the car, and then of course new drivers that have gone to driver's ed and need to do the road test to get their license. Those are the folks that would be the first concern to get in. But Secretary White, anticipating when the office was closed by the governor's proclamation, anticipated that there would be long lines and a lot of people who needed the services of the Secretary of State's office. And so he has moved by state law to extend the expiration date on those documents until October 1st of this year. So there really is no rush for people, even in that priority group, to rush in immediately. And if somebody does have a situation where they want to get a real ID or some other service, we would encourage them to wait and make those priority people the first option to go in.
And the other avenue for things that you mentioned is cyberdriveillinois.com. If you need a license sticker, renewed, things of that nature,
right,
you can do that online.
Right. We're delighted with the website and the amount of attention it's been getting. In the time frame that we were closed, going back to March 17th, the day of the Illinois primary, up until today, they did almost 900,000 new registrations online. I just was astounded when I heard that. It's the simplest thing in the world to do that registration. Go to the website, cyberdriveillinois.com, one word, and go to the Vehicle Services Department, and a very simple process to get that registration sticker from the convenience of your home.